Are you aware of the new changes to Bing's Webmaster Guidelines? Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. The latest update of Bing's Webmaster Guidelines outlines the factors that Bing uses when evaluating and ranking content. And those include 1, the match of the content and the intent of the search query. 2, how credible the page, author, and site are, as well as any online discourse around the content. 3, how engaged the users are around the content. And in this case, Bing looks at click-through for any specific query to a site from search results, and whether those users spend time on the results they click on, or if they pogo stick back to the search results. And finally, they look at whether the user adjusted or reformulated their query. 4, they look at freshness and whether or not content's up to date. 5, geolocation. 6, page load time, and of course, faster is better. Additionally, Bing's limitations around the crawl abilities were also evident in this update, signaled by the use of the word limit throughout the document. And here are the things that you should limit: the number of links in any one page, dynamic loading resources like Ajax and JavaScript, the number of pages on your site altogether, and they don't give a number. Bing also added elements around image optimization. This, in fact, it mirrors Google's, and the link attributes for sponsored and user-generated content also mirrors Google's. But my big takeaway from the changes is that this might be one of the first times that one of the major search engines stated that bounce rate from search is a ranking factor. For years, it's been a hot debate in SEO circles about whether or not bounce rate is a ranking factor, but now in black and white, Bing says it is. And this means that you should look at your Google Analytics implementation to see if you can tighten up your tracking to get as much of the data around organic bounce rate as possible and see if you can improve it, or whatever web analytics package you're using. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.